This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live at the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
This is the way to maintain the perfect cup of coffee all day long. If you drink multiples like I do, well then you can have multiples of the perfect cup of coffee all day long. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. Tatiana and Robin touched on this a little bit. We're watching a few things deteriorate across the country to a degree that is unconscionable. You should not for a moment ever fail to appreciate the risk posed to your freedom by left-wing it fascists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Beto O'Rourke. There's an undeniable appeal of this kind of Potemkin politician for the kind of morons that the Democrats count on at the ballot box. And no, I don't particularly like calling my fellow Americans morons, but look who they keep voting for. You know, like in the case of Cortez, she's a nitwit naif, and she's ridiculously ignorant and dumb. She knows nothing and demonstrates no capacity to learn anything. Sure. Tex Kennedy is a meat puppet dancing on strings held by his masters. But this is the same country where the voters elected Barack Obama twice. And they can absolutely win power, which means the leftist elite that controls them could win power. And that means disaster for our country. This means us being put in a position we don't want to be in. Like an our country splitting apart kind of disaster. I have said many times that it would really be a benefit for people in the United States if they served some military service just because of the way they teach you to handle problem solving. See, in the case of this problem that we have here with this leftist scourge is out there and there's lots of people who want to believe them, first we need to accurately assess the threat they pose and figure out how to fight it. And we need to not fool ourselves into thinking that these, you know, O'Rourke and Cortez are too goofy for the voters to ever elect, particularly if some Frito-Con doofus whose dad used to be a mailman tries to play spoiler. Remember that in the popular vote, even though I believe most, a lot of, you know, that difference that came out of that most of that was coming out of California. But a plurality of voters, at least on paper, voted for Clinton. And sooner or later, the Electoral College will not save our freedom. We need to get woke to the threat, and we need to act, accordingly. So we do need to mock them. That's important because they are clowns and clowns should be mocked. Mocking them is not merely enough. It's nowhere near it. Mockery only helps reinforce our own morale, which that's important too, assuring ourselves of what we already know, that they are terrible. Our mockery doesn't affect the dummies, though. Most leftist voters are just as civics illiterate as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or we're going to call her AOC from here on out. So they shrug when she botches the three branches of government. Now, it's different with O'Rourke. Beto, by the way, is a Hispanic nickname, which he's Irish. It's not that he does not know what the Constitution says, it's that he's against what it says. Remember how Trump was mocked? They said he was a joke. They said his policies were ridiculous. They said he was dumb. He's so dumb he beat the smartest woman in the world and 16 other Republicans of various levels of establishment acceptability. So the point here is not to draw some false equivalence between these two media darlings and the president, because they represent very different situations. The point is that voters will not necessarily respond to their favorites being portrayed as buffoons, whether it is true or not. In Trump's case, it was the fake stream media doing the defining. The president was an outsider. He succeeded by defeating the elite and by speaking for people, the militant normal people, who the ruling class have been oppressing for years. AOC and Beto, they are something completely different. They will be protected by the media and actively covered for them. That's because they are elite cat spas disguised as radical disruptors. They do attempt to speak the language of outsiders. Every single thing they propose is exactly in line with the desires of the elite establishment. Gun control? Check. Yeah, the same people hating on the cops and also the same ones demanding that only the cops under the control of the elite have guns. Climate change? Check. How can a carbon tax go wrong? Bizarre theories about race and gender? Check. Sure, let's turn our country into a crucible of social justice witch hunts that would embarrass the town fathers of Salem, assuming they identify as male. I wouldn't want to misgender anyone who hanged women for imaginary crimes. Of course, AOC blabs about socialism, but her rantings are straight out of Marxism for Dummies. Nothing she says threatens the rice bowl of the zillionaire donor base that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have cultivated. Free college, free medicine, free this, free that. It's all just more graft for the Democrats to distribute, and it will come from the pockets of people like you. Do you think the people who write the checks to the DNC are going to end up paying the bill for this nonsense? Do you? Now, these two are rebels for the establishment, radicals demanding we keep on our present course toward corporatist socialism and progressive hegemony, and they disrupt nothing. They are agents of the leftist status quo. So how do we fight Chavez, Chick, and Shetu? Let's call him Shetu. We keep up the mockery to reinforce our own side, but we need to reach past our own people to the voters who are not yet woke, but who are susceptible to reason. And we do that by taking these two seriously. And to the extent we can get around a leftist media that is an unapologetic arm of the Democratic Party, we get them to talk. We ask them things like, who pays for this stuff? The free college. Most people I know that went to college either are in debt for college or they pay for their own college. Why should I have to pay for somebody's college? If their college is important enough for me to work to pay for it, why isn't it important enough for them to work and pay for it? Why should I pay for somebody else's constituents' goodies? That's a really powerful message, and one we're not used to lately. The Paul Ryan faction of Congress was useless, though it's unfair sort of to bring up arguments like that, but now the House is going to be the site of debates, and that needs to be a key issue. So who pays? You do. We're the ones they expect to write a check for all these benefits. We need to pound that home because the ideal still has an appeal to the moderates. And to this end, enlightened self-interest is our self-preservation. Why should we pay for other people's degree in transsexual Marxist mime? Why should we pay for more gas when China and India are increasing their carbon emissions while we're decreasing ours? Why should we pay welfare to the uninvited foreigners who contribute so much to America's rich tapestry of entitlement and sloth? Why should we pay more for health care? Don't tell me we won't, because your last bright idea, Obamacare's clause, costs plenty. We need to take these hacks head on, both for ourselves and our kids, and don't think for a moment that the millennial generation is not stupid enough to embrace the agents of their own servitude. The first generation to fail to suppress the success of the previous one is perfectly capable of eagerly voting to make their own lives worse in the name of whatever motivates them, and probably some kale and some Felix. Both of these things deserve laughter, but it is a mistake to laugh them off. It's a mistake the country might not recover from. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Yes. Unbelievable what that will do to a 16-ounce cup of liquid that you want to stay hot anyway. Check them out. burnoutmugs.com. One of the states is headed down a dark street now. The New Jersey ban on high-capacity magazines is now in effect. Tomorrow I'm going to try to find somebody from New Jersey to come on the show and talk about it. But the law limits the size of magazines. Legal ones can only carry 10 rounds. We've seen this before. Gun rights supporters tried to get an injunction on the new law, and it didn't work. So now the question becomes this. And see, every modern firearm today that is a semi-automatic probably comes with, if it's a double stack pistol, or if it's a modern rifle, it probably holds more than 10 rounds. This is their property. People have paid money for this. They're now banned, not grandfathered, nothing. They've got to go. This is a seizure of private property. This has been looked at before. This is bad. The question becomes, though, how will this ban be enforced? Now, when we saw laws in Connecticut, like universal background checks and assault weapon registrations, I was very worried about what was going to happen there, because the police were signaling, we don't care if we come and kick in your door. Will the New Jersey State Police go door to door? We don't know the answer to that right now. They're being rather cagey about how they will go about it. They told Breitbart that they have no plans to go door to door, but they did not. But they also said they don't discuss enforcement strategies. And that's not a definite no. Stephen Gutkowski of the, Gutkowski of the Washington Free Beacon got the same answer from state authorities, who said the statewide ban on magazines carrying more than 10 rounds will be enforced, but they didn't elaborate. So, people in New Jersey who, very not too long ago, they could have a magazine that held 11 or 12 or 13 rounds. Now they're criminals. They've been turned into criminals by their own government. If you are caught with a magazine capable of holding more than 10 rounds, you may be arrested and prosecuted. Possession of such magazines after the deadline will be considered a crime of the fourth degree under state law. Carry up to 18 months in prison and up to $10,000 in fines or both. This on something that was legal last year. Now, with the exception of the Glocks 43, 26, 27, most guns like the Glock, for example, come with more than, they're going to hold more than 10 rounds. Likewise with rifles. Now, there is there is a little caveat to this that they did not consider. Now, state police told the Washington Free Beacon the effort to enforce the bill will be a statewide endeavor directed by the Attorney General's office. They would not comment other than to say they will enforce New Jersey's laws. Lieutenant Theodore Schaefer of the New Jersey State Police said, we will enforce the law of the state. That's our plan. Interesting when you look at these guys versus you say, maybe the Colorado cops or I don't think they have sheriffs in New Jersey, so. And Schaefer would not give any details on their plan to enforce the law and referred them to the Attorney General's office for further questions. There, a guy named Leland Moore, PIO, public information officer, refused to answer any questions on how the state planned to deal with gun owners who did not comply with the new law. earlier this month, a last-ditch effort to put a hold on the law from going into effect was rejected. And everybody's told, well, this is not an infringement on the Second Amendment. And the silence is somewhat, and it's sort of standard. Cops don't want to tip off those who might want to violate the law and methods to get around it. But we're not dealing with laws relating to trading or taxes here. This is about constitutional rights and personal freedom. This is about the Constitution. And it seems that the prevarication is due to the fact that the only way to enforce this law and the other anti-gun laws that raise questions about enforcement is by the police going door-to-door unannounced to ensure compliance and confiscation if need be, which is rather fascist. My problem with this is a government and a law enforcement apparatus that is very eager to go out after people that were not criminals yesterday, a month ago, a year ago, very eager to go after them. They're already, gun owners in New Jersey, from my point of view, are very hamstrung when it comes to certain things. They can't carry a gun. Owning them is very difficult. If you take a picture, there was a kid one time in New Jersey that took a picture of him holding an AR and posted it on Facebook. And then the cops came to see them. And it took Evan Knappen to intercede on their behalf. He had to get on the phone with them and explain to them that, you know, well, this is the law and that's the law. And, you know, so now that weapon that he was holding, if it had an 11-round magazine, they could take the kid in. It was a kid, you know. This is not what I fought for. This is not what I signed up to defend the nation and the Constitution for a state to go rogue on its citizens. And make no mistake, all of you out there that may be listening that think, well, you know, I'm glad to see some of these uppity gun owners get slapped around. It's what they deserve. You have no idea what you're talking about. You have no, because once they've gotten this their way with this, you know, we've already seen straws be banned and everything else. Something you've got that, you know, is a right will be taken from you at some time, because they all will be taken if we don't stop it somewhere, somehow, some way. You're not immune to what's going on right now. You're just not front and center of the targeting. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is expected to vote today on a House-passed temporary funding measure to prevent a partial government shutdown starting this weekend. Vice President Pence, Budget Director and Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, and Presidential Advisor Jared Kushner have met with Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer ahead of the vote. but the president has dug in his heels, demanding more than $5 billion for the border wall, or he says he will let the shutdown happen to protect the country.
We are going to be working very hard to get something passed in the Senate. There's a very good chance it won't get passed. It's up to the Democrats, so it's really the Democrat shutdown.
If there is a shutdown, it will only be a partial one. A number of agencies are already funded through September of next year and wouldn't be affected. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh, yeah. Check them out. Burnoutmugs.com. I need to find out if they got any specials going on between now and Christmas, don't I? I'll find that out tomorrow. You'll hear about that tomorrow. Now, this little grab, this little tyranny that's going on in New Jersey, like all of these types of laws get passed, well, let's look a little bit at the details, shall we? Now, the Third Circuit ruled that this was legal. Judge Patty Swartz, an Obama appointee, wrote for the majority that the law serves a legitimate public safety purpose. That's the new catchword. She said, today we address one of New Jersey's responses to the rise in active and mass shooting incidents in the United States, which they've had none of there. A law that limits the amount of ammunition that may be held in a single firearm magazine to no more than 10 rounds violates the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment's Takings Clause, and the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. We conclude that it does not. New Jersey's law reasonably fits the state's interest in public safety and does not unconstitutionally burden the Second Amendment's right to self-defense in the home, which That is not what the Second Amendment says, Judge. And she also said it does not violate the Fifth Amendment's takings clause because it does not require gun owners to surrender their magazines, but instead allows them to retain modified magazines or register firearms that have magazines that cannot be modified. Finally, because retired law enforcement officers have training and experience that makes them different from ordinary citizens, the law's exemption that permits them to possess magazines that can hold more than 10 rounds does not violate the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Well, here we go, Judge. Here we go, because Bergen County Prosecutor Dennis Kalo respectfully disagrees with you. He warns that even police officers have become instant felons under the new law. Let me read it to you, verbatim. He wrote, the new law that limits gun magazines to 10 rounds went into effect on December 10th without the legislature taking the amendment to create an exception for law enforcement officers. Modern firearms issued to patrol officers generally hold 12 or more rounds of ammunition. So this means that just about all law enforcement officers in New Jersey will be breaking the law if they carry their assigned duty weapons while off duty. Including just being home with them unless they live outside of the state or leave their magazines behind at work, rendering the weapon near useless. Bergen County Prosecutor Dennis Kalo issued a memorandum to local police officials on December 13th, reminding everyone that the prohibition of the possession of large-capacity ammunition magazines also applied to off-duty law enforcement officers. He wrote, the statute now provides that law enforcement officers are not permitted to possess large-capacity ammunition magazines, i.e. magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds, to be fed continuously into semi-automatic firearms unless while on duty or traveling to or from an authorized place of duty. This statute applies to all law enforcement officers, including those subject to on-call status. Violation of this statute constitutes a fourth-degree crime. The memo continued, there's legislation pending to amend the statute to permit law enforcement officers possession of large capacity magazines. We will keep you informed if and when the statute is amended. Somehow or other. Somehow or other, this slipped through. Only New York, former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, he put out a tweet warning that the memo, this was doing to the cops, while condemning the law and the court ruling is insane. Carrick tweeted a leaked memo to law enforcement signed by acting Bergen County Prosecutor Dennis Kalo, which said violating the law would result in a fourth-degree crime. Carrick said Sunday on Fox and Friends that the law is not only outrageous, it also puts officers at risk. He said, you're taking the ability away from the cops to possess the rounds they may need in a gun battle, and that's insane. He also said it applies to New Jersey residents as well as off-duty officers, and Carrick said Murphy has essentially taken guns away from the people of the state. It's one thing if you violate a rule of the department, Carrick added, but this is a law, a criminal law, and it makes you then a criminal. So this is just plain crazy. Now, like I said, they're refusing to rule out house-to-house enforcement of the high-capacity magazine ban. And I don't know the details of how they know where to go. I'm going to find those out between now and tomorrow. Breitbart News has been looking into it, and like I said, New Jersey police refused to answer them on that. They also reached out to Governor Phil Murphy's press secretary, Daniel Bryan, about enforcement of the ban, and as of the publication of the article they wrote about it, Bryan had not ruled out house-to-house enforcement of the ban either. So I got a question. How does this not violate the Second Amendment? Which part of shall not be infringed does the Third Circuit Court not understand? Assault is a behavior. It is not a particular weapon or ammo magazine. Ever since Cain killed Abel with a rock, it has been the desire to kill which motivates evil. Buildings are blown up with fertilizer bombs. Marathons are blasted with pressure cooker bombs. Trolls in southern France turn to tragedy with a high-capacity rental truck. cars careening down the New York parkways, mowing down joggers and pedestrians. Las Vegas concerts and Florida schools become a free fire zone, not due to high capacity magazines, but from the secular cultural leftists, where they create, you know, they don't have a moral compass, so they create gun-free zones and bullet bans and other sensible restrictions to create more potential victims. Standard capacity magazines, yes, they've been used in mass murder, but they've also been used to stop them. Take the AR-15, my favorite long gun. The AR-15 is an ideal weapon against multiple heavily armed predators. Now, after the Orlando terrorist attack, the deadliest strike prior to, which I guess they're going to call that a terrorist strike and Las Vegas a mass rampage murder. Since then, the lawmakers and the progressives have responded by attempting to limit access to guns, particularly the AR-15, which was incorrectly reported as the weapon the terrorists used to kill 49 people and injure another 53. I think he used a SIG. Then, you know, an AR-15 is a common sense choice to defend your house. It is powerful. It is accurate. It's powerful enough, and it's easy to shoot. But gun control legislation doesn't stop terror attacks. And no gun ban would have stopped the Boston bombers when they detonated a bomb at the Boston Marathon. And both of those incidents, by the way, were brought to a stop by officers armed with AR-15s. So why would you want to ban the gun you pray for police to show up with? And I'm not worried about the whole thing about shooting deer. That's not why the Second Amendment was here. We didn't, you know, the revolution didn't start because it was deer season. So we're going to have to watch this. But they really didn't know what they were doing, did they? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Burnout Mug is a game changer if you are a hot beverage drinker. Okay? Hot beverage drinker. Coffee, tea, hot cocoa, whatever it is. If you're a hot beverage drinker, this is the game changer. This will keep your drink hot and drinkable for a long, long time. Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. By the way, it shouldn't take you that long to drink it. Whenever you hear anybody say that gun control, background checks, bans, whenever you hear anybody say that any form of gun control stops crime, when they call it life-saving, look at them and know that they're lying to your face. First of all, they couldn't tell you any figures on what how many lives have been saved. You're supposed to accept that at face value. Next of all, they can't tell you how many people have been arrested. Now, if somebody is genuinely a prohibited person, okay, then does it mean that you can try to buy a gun and the only penalty you don't, the only penalty you're going to stand is not be able to buy the gun if you're a prohibited person and you try to buy a gun? Should that person be intercepted, detained? Should this person know that? I mean, does everybody know if they're an unauthorized person? I mean, I don't. Well, I do because I've got a concealed carry permit, and they would revoke it if I became a prohibited person. But I am not, so I know. But for everybody else out there, that becomes a question mark. Now, you can get out there and say, well, you know, I haven't ever had this or that happen, but how do you know? Because they're always trying to create a new class of prohibited people. The mentally unstable, the veterans who can't manage their money, the Social Security users. And see, the thing about those people, right, when you're talking about one of these veterans, most of these veterans probably aren't going to want to buy a gun. They're probably pretty old, or they're probably, bedbound or something. But this is a way for them to create more lists. And the more lists there are, the more likely you're going to fall on one of these lists. One day they'll come up with a thing that says, well, if you've ever been late with your parking tickets before, this shows you're not very responsible and shouldn't be trusted with a gun. Does that sound far-fetched? Now, Nancy Big Gavel Pelosi has gotten out there, and she told Politico, the new Democratic majority will act boldly and decisively to pass common-sense, life-saving background checks that are overwhelmingly supported by the American people. Remember what I said earlier at the beginning of this hour about how some people will continue to vote for these people over and over and over again, even when it's against their best interests. What they're wanting is universal background checks on, a background check on all gun sales. Democratic California Representative Mike Thompson, a Pelosi ally, who says a bill for universal background checks will be introduced to Congress in the early 2019, is spearheading the measure. He said, the American people want this. They're way ahead of the Congress. They're way ahead of the White House. I think you will see it happen in the first 100 days of 2019. And it'll probably pass the House, people. It will probably pass the House because the House is now controlled by Democrats. Because we had a bunch of Republicans that decided, well, you know, this isn't working out for me. I thought that, you know, it would be nothing but high salaries and nice clothes and lots of TV appearances, or maybe not so many TV appearances, but an easy job that I wasn't meant to, perform or produce. That's not the way it's working now, and I got to go. And one guy that, I'm going to tell you one guy that's going to be very dangerous to us over the next 2 years, and that's Democratic New York Representative Gerald Nadler, the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He also promises to act very quickly to push the measure into the House floor. He said, we told the American voters that we mean to do this, and we do mean to do it. And I believe him. Now, they say the bill will have bipartisan support. But he didn't name any GOP members who were set to sign it. But New York Republican Representative Peter King indicated that he will support it. Listen. That guy's not a Republican, New Yorkers. If you're voting for him because you think he is, he's not. According to a Gallup poll, 60% of Americans want stricter gun laws. I hate to tell you 60%, and I hate to tell you the other 40%. Rights are not subject to polls and legislation. And when you begin to accept that they are, well, that's how you get Ocasio-Cortez's. Yeah, that's how you get Beto O'Rourke. Now, we saw a bunch of rampage murders in 2018. We saw the Borderline Bar, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, the Tree of Life Synagogue, the Santa Fe High School in Texas. Now, let's look at those. Borderline Bar was done in California. The guy shouldn't have had the tools he had to use them, and he did. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, they should have arrested this guy before he ever got a chance to buy a gun. Tree of Life Synagogue, I don't know a bunch of details about one. But Santa Fe High School, guy used a revolver and a shotgun. And none of that matters. None of that matters, because they're always looking for a reason to have more gun control. Now, universal background checks aren't going to solve anything, because the only way to have universal background checks, House of Representatives, is to have a nationwide national registry, which is illegal. Universal background checks is code for gun registry. Because the only way for that to work, understand, is that they have to know that I own this gun today. Which in the state of South Carolina, they do not. If we piled up the 4473s of all the guns I've signed for or purchased, just since I've been doing this radio show for the last 6 years, I would need a rental building. But I don't own them. I don't own the majority of those. They have gone. And I haven't been, you know, by law, the way I've gotten rid of them has been 100% legal. So, that's item number one. They're going to have to also push through the registry. So, that part, I wish them luck. There's not a single commercial gun transaction in America that doesn't have a background check. Now, all of these people that are saying that the nation is ready for this, I don't know where they're getting their polling from. I don't know where they're getting this idea from. The measure, of course, is unlikely to pass in a Republican-controlled Senate. We have that. We need to make sure that the president knows via his sons, who are very strong Second Amendment people, that, you know. But I, you know, right now you got people like Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy. He's saying the Republicans won't be forced to accept gun control if they want to make up the losses they suffered at the midterms. They can't win. He said they can't win the House back if their position on guns doesn't change. If their gun position on guns change, I say let's just go ahead and get on with it. Let's go ahead and declare hostilities, shall we? Yeah. I don't know who I'm going to get, but tomorrow I'm going to have a couple of people in here to talk about what's happening in New Jersey and what to expect out of what's happening in New Jersey. You can bet on that. And I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.